Maseches Nida, Perek Vav, Mishnah, Yud Aleph. This Mishnah returns to the dinim related to the signs of physical maturity. So, Tinoka Shehivia Shtei Saros, a girl, once she reaches the age of 12, and she has the appearance of two hairs in the genital area, O Choletzetz, O Misyabemes, then she is an adult for all matters and has the option to do chalitza or yibum if she falls in that category, in the category of needing to do either chalitza or yibum, meaning that her husband died and they were childless and she is now falling into eligibility for yibum with her brother-in-law. Then she can choose chalitza or yibum. Either is an option for her. She is fully an adult. V'chayeves b'chol mitzvos ha'amuros b'torah, and she is obligated in every mitzvah that is written in the Torah. V'chein tinok shehevi shtei saros. Same thing with a boy when he becomes 13 and has the appearance of two hairs. Chaya b'chol mitzvos ha'amuros b'torah. He is obligated in every mitzvah that's written in the Torah. V'ra'ui liyos ben sorer u'moreh, and he is eligible for the category of ben sorer u'moreh, which is in described in Parshas Kisetze as the scenario related to a rebellious child. Misha yavi shtei sa'aros ad sheyakiv hazakan, from the time that he sprouts two hairs until his entire genital area is surrounded with hair, hatachton velo ha'elyon, we're referring to the lower beard, not the upper beard, meaning the not the beard on his face, but the beard in his genital area. That's the one that's being referred to here. Ela shedibru chachamim belasha nikia, but the rabbis called it a beard in order to speak in clean language. Tinokas shehivia shtei saros eina yechola lima'ein. A girl from the time that she brings that time that she sprouts two hairs eina yechola lima'ein. She can no longer do mi'un. Mi'un is a concept in halacha of rabbinic marriage. Brother or a father of a brother of a girl when her father dies can marry her off during her youth in order to protect her from unscrupulous men, but the condition of that is that as she approaches maturity she can object and be released from the marriage. So the Mishnah says that from the time that she already reaches physical maturity, she can no longer object, meaning her objection needs to have come while she was still a ketana, while she was still a young girl, and not after she becomes bas mitzvah already. Rabbi Yehuda says, even though she becomes bas mitzvah at the time that she sprouts two hairs, the halachos of miun apply until later. And he says, ad sheyirbe hashachor. It's not just two hairs, he says, but until there's an abundance of black hair in the genital area, that would mean that she's older and she's no longer able to do miun at that point, but she is eligible to do miun up until that point. Mishnah Yud Beis. Mishnah continues talking about hairs. It says shtei sa'aros ha'amuros bapara, the two hairs that are referred to in relation to a cow, meaning the para haduma, the red cow, which needs to be entirely red and cannot have two hairs which are white or two hairs that are black. Those two hairs, uvanigayim, and same thing, halachos about hairs apply to tzaraas. Person can have tzaraas based on the color of the hairs. V'ha'amuros b'chol makom, and they're referred to anytime we discuss hairs. It's kedei lachuf roshan li'ikran. It is, those hairs are considered hairs as long as they are long enough to bend them in half, that you can fold them in half and get the top to touch the bottom. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, kedei likrotz batziporin. A hair is long enough that you're able to grab onto it with your fingernail. If you're able to grab onto it with your fingernail, then it's long enough to be considered a hair. If not, if it's shorter than that, it doesn't have a halacha of being a hair for these purposes. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva gives a third opinion, says, Kedei sheyu nitalos bazug. It is long enough that one would have the ability to remove them with a scissors.